Yes or no? The Scottish independence debate.
The Scottish referendum took place on the 18th of September 2014. In the end, about 45% of Scots voted in favour of independence, with more or less 55% voting against a breakup of the union. Voter turnout was extremely high at 84.5%. So what were the arguments for and against independence?
Yes, in favour of Scottish independence. There are three main arguments in favour of Scottish independence. Firstly, with independence, Scotland's problems will be dealt with by Scottish people. At the moment, most important decisions are taken in Westminster, London, the seat of the UK Parliament. Worse, although the Tories, the centre right-wing Conservative Party, are quite popular in England, there's only one Tory MP from a Scottish constituency. As Alex Salmond often said during the campaign, there are more pandas in Edinburgh Zoo, 2, than Tories in Scotland, 1. Secondly, Scottish nationalists want a nuclear-free Scotland, with the removal of nuclear submarines, armed with Trident missiles, from the Fulsaine naval base near Glasgow. They also want to focus on renewable forms of energy, such as wind. Finally, Scottish nationalists want control of their oil resources. No one is sure how much oil there is left in the North Sea, and figures vary from 10 billion to 24 billion barrels, but nationalists believe that with oil, Scotland has the potential to be one of the richest nations in the world.
No, against Scottish independence. A lot of the arguments against Scottish independence were based on negative scenarios. An independent Scotland, they claimed, would have to leave the EU and negotiate its entry, would see many businesses and banks relocate to England, and would have no viable currency if they kept the pound, as it's controlled by the Bank of England. So Scotland would have no influence over interest rates, for example. However, it wasn't all doom and gloom. The campaign also focused on the arguments for staying in the Union, referring to all the institutions that have been built up over the years, including the British Parliament, the Royal Family, the British Civil Service, the BBC, the Armed Forces, the British Red Cross, and the NHS, the National Health Service, although many in Scotland fear that the NHS is under threat from a Tory government because of their plans for privatising parts of it. At the last minute, David Cameron made a passionate speech for Scots to stay in the Union, which he described as the greatest example of democracy the world has ever known. He added that the breakup of the Union would be the end of a country that launched the Enlightenment, that abolished slavery, that drove the Industrial Revolution, that defeated fascism, the end of a country that people around the world respect and admire, the end of a country that all of us call home.
In the end, the Scots voted against independence. But the movement for freedom is now stronger than ever. Who knows what will happen in the future?